apparently it's different. There's just a whole different culture and history, you know, that's, you know, different than the 200 years of different mentality we've had. But it's changing, and I meet so many people that are so energetic, and, you know, probably everybody in this room is, you know, feels the same entrepreneurial push towards things, and I really believe it's there. So it's no coincidence I bump into you. You know, it's just, it's a real fluke I met you, but that's just how we find each other and we go make these things happen. I know there's, you know, you could take the Fortune 500 of the corporations that are operating in Berlin, and they all have a vested interest in the culture becoming more capitalistic and more entrepreneurial. I know universities would love to leverage their prestige to help the students fulfill their dreams and go be more entrepreneurial and create that entrepreneurship. All the alumni of the universities are the businessmen that are now operating in the universities in America. Could do so much fundraising from alumni. That's this weird thing that the universities don't do here. So I just think creating a connection between students and alumni through something like this also leads to a connection that's going to create fundraising opportunities. So it just seems like it should be a very viable goal of universities that would have an interest to lend their prestige to businessmen and businesses that would like to be involved in the university and the students.
How would you describe your offer? Is it just to set up the platform, the social network platform in the internet? Or is it something that you start identifying these students that have ideas, socially minded?
So let me tell you what my dream would be.
Yes.
I've got various relationships that I've developed just in the last 9 months in Berlin with a bunch of people that share the same vision and say, absolutely, let's go do this. So if I went and visited the 100 corporations in Berlin and said, you guys have got to donate 25,000 euros to this new department that Felton's establishing to create this entrepreneurship, to develop entrepreneurialism in Berlin, you've got to do it, because we know you do it in America. You provide sponsorship and do donations. So we got to count you in. And you can almost shame corporations into making the contribution to make a contribution back to the students that are in the universities, and then they can have a sponsorship and relationship with the prestigious university. It's just a desirable thing. Then business, you know, I just judged some business contests at another university, and there were great ideas coming from these students, but they didn't really know what to do, and the teacher was struggling with how to mentor some of these students' great ideas. You know, of the 18 I heard, 4 were reasonable and 2 were really good, and I was struck by, it's just a shame they're not going to get mentored and incubated into something better. Because if I were in Los Angeles, I would know who to call, what to do, how to put them in touch with people, just like you probably would too if I introduced you and you had the time to really dedicate to do it. You just inherently can give good advice, introduce them to right people, connect them with other students that might, you know, connect things. So I just believe it's, you know, it's there. So I think I can go raise the money from corporations. And then one of these members of that did this business plan had already gained a grant from the government for one of her programs. She got 50,000 euros. So students should be writing, do all the grant writing, going to the government, taking a portion of budgets that the government has for providing social services and leverage it to these students that want to leverage it with more people, other things, and provide some of the services that the government provides. It's just going on. Essentially public-private partnerships. And the university, all the university needs to do is leverage their prestige that everybody wants a piece of, and people will come together and do this. And that, theoretically, you should have a building like this operating with a, you know, budget funded by corporations, with students writing grants, getting another budget for next year from the government, pulling everybody together, and businesses operating, providing the mentorship, incubating businesses, and just creating a vibrant, you know, entrepreneurial department. And then, you know, growing the curriculum so it gets even bigger, and so the entrepreneurial program is more innovative and grows bigger. And then, of course, Berlin is this epic world-class city that should just have collaborations in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and, you know, everywhere else. That's as the American names of the American cities. But it's just, to me, it's just so feasible.
I feel